Tonight, it's all about women at the helm. We'll hear from the recent Women's Helm Regatta in Dunleary. Two weekends ago, the National Yacht Club in Dunleary hosted the Irish Sailing Pathfinder Women at the Helm Regatta. It was the first event of its kind in Ireland, and the regatta attracted boats and competitors from all over the country. It was held in challenging conditions with a lot of wind in Dublin Bay, but it was a huge success. Now, it wasn't a women's only event. Mixed crews were welcome, but the stipulation was that it had to be a woman at the helm. And most crews had a majority of women, if not exclusively women. Now, sailing should be a fairly egalitarian sport, but the reality is that men outnumber women at most events by about 10 to 1. It's the same in the commercial fishing industry. But the National Yacht Club has been at the forefront of developing women on the water initiatives, and I went along there and first met some of the competitors.
Yeah, sure. My name is Emma Hayes and I'm sailing on Magic Touch.
Emma, where have you come from?
Greystones.
How did it go for you today, the first day of this Pathfinder competition? You've had every weather condition.
Absolutely. It was really nerve-wracking to start and then really exciting. It's my first time helming in a regatta, so the nerves were a bit much at the start, but no, it was brilliant and the crew were amazing.
You did fairly well, I understand.
I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know how we did. We finished both races, so that's a good start.
You have one or two men on the crew, but it's mostly women.
Mostly women, yeah. So there's five women on board, including myself, and three guys.
How did you find it today? Now, it's quite heavy weather and a lot of sailing in Dublin Bay. It's kind of a macho thing with big fellas hauling big ropes, heavy objects. How did you find it today?
Yeah, I think we just proved that you don't have to be a big macho fellow to be able to sail in these kind of conditions. Like I said, the crew were amazing. The communication between everybody was great and really important on a day like today. So, yeah, super.
What do you think of an event like this?
I hope it's the first of many. It's great to be a part of it and everybody's really enthusiastic about it. It'd be nice if all of Dublin Bay was doing it today, but yeah. It was great to have so many boats out there racing for the first Women on the Helm Regatta.
Did you have an experienced crew?
A mixed experience, so like myself, I'm not all that experienced. A lot of the crew have only started sailing over the last few years.
Great.
So the two guys have a lot of experience. It was great to have them, I suppose, to support us today.
Okay, best of luck tomorrow.
Great, thank you.
Rosemary Cadigan O'Connell.
I'm Michelle Halpenny.
You've been sailing today. How did it go for you in this Pathfinder event?
It was absolutely great fun, challenging wind, and we all just worked together and it was just an amazing day out. Sunshine and wind, what more could you want?
Yeah, you had every weather condition.
I agree. I think it was very windy out for, you know, all the ladies, but they did really wonderfully out there. And we never gave up. We had a great time. We sailed each race and did our best. And it's all about taking part, not winning necessarily, but all being together as ladies out sailing.
What are you sailing here?
We're on a J80. We're a group.
Relatively new class, is it?
It's in, from the club. We charged it from the club. The club has got a number of J80s to try and encourage this team group racing with ladies, with young people in the National Yacht Club.
Okay, so the club owns these boats and
that's
then gives them to people to encourage adult sailing.
Yeah, we charge them out and then, you know, kind of as a group and makes it more affordable for all of us rather than having to buy a big boat ourselves.
Yeah. And it's a whole new move for clubs.
It's a whole new move. It's a whole new move and the National are way ahead of places kind of trying to do this now.
So, could I ask, how did the crew get on today?
Excellent. We worked well together. We communicated well together and did our jobs and it was all worked.
How many races did you have?
We had two races
today.
Two very long races. Yeah, the second was well over an hour.
Okay, big long beats. Olympic courses?
No. We did windward lured courses today. I say it really was very windy. I had 25 plus knots out there, you know. So I think it's a great achievement. All these ladies did so well.
What do you think of having this women's only helm event?
I think it is a fantastic opportunity for women to realise their own capabilities because we all get out there to have fun and be in this big event and it just worked.
I've sailed out here for decades, and it can be quite a macho experience. You've got all these huge big guys pulling huge big ropes, and women tend to get overlooked.
Well, I think it's to try and encourage women, you know. You know, I love sailing with men as well, but I think it's the idea of this is just to try and encourage women to get out, to go sailing and be part of it.
Is it different with the women-only crew?
I don't know. We all got on very well, you know, so it was fine today. But, yeah, sometimes, like, you do need men, to be honest, for all the heavy work. Yeah. Absolutely.
Pull in the spinnaker.
Just that, lifting up the engines and hooking them up and, you know, if you have little problems. So I love having a man on the boat too.
And there's a great atmosphere here, Rosemary.
Yeah. Oh, the atmosphere, it was great. We were absolutely buzzing this morning. And now we went out there, we took on the wind, we did it, we're home, we're safe and we're ready to party.
Several clubs around the country are involved in programmes to get more women on the water. But the National Yacht Club is to the forefront.
I'm Helen Cooney from the National Yacht Club and I run the ladies sailing group here in the club. So this is a fantastic event for us to culminate all the work we've put in the last few years, getting everybody out on the water from the club, and then that's drawn the event to be here. So it's...
Where did the idea for this come from?
It came from a kind of a group of us together, from the people from the ISA who were supporting us and encouraging us and women on the water, and ourselves, that we really needed to have an event now to bring things forward and get people competing against each other and getting a bit of camaraderie and fun on the water, get people from around the country involved and hope that they'll develop their women sailing in the clubs they're in, and then the thing will grow hopefully from year to year.
The way you're developing women's sailing, I understand here in the National, is that you have a fleet of boats that people can then charter out.
That's right, yeah. We're very lucky. We have 3J80s here, which are just super for lady sailing. They're lively, but they're not too overpowering. We did have 1720s in the past, and they were difficult. They're really not built for lady sailing. You have sailed one yourself. So we have 3J80s, which is fantastic. We have a fleet of wayfarers. We have three or four wayfarers that if people are more interested in the dinghy type of sailing.
Yeah, and sailing should be a gender-neutral sport, but there are an awful lot more men than women.
Absolutely. There is, you know, I'd say very unrepresented. We're 50% of the population, but that's not been shown in sailing. And I have three daughters myself. It was something I was conscious of. They were good sailors, so they wanted to actually be actively involved in sailing rather than sitting on the rail and not getting any responsibility. So we're hoping by doing this that the next generation will come up and be a lot more active. The women will be a lot more active. I'm sure you've heard under 25 teams entered this event.
This one for Sligo, I was just speaking to
them. Yes, they're fabulous. They took their boat up from Sligo, they towed it up, they put it in the water for the first time. They're so excited. It's just great to see them. Other clubs in the waterfront have under 25 teams, and ICRA, which is the Cruising Racing Association, very nicely have paid their entry to try and build this under 25 group.
What would you say to women who might only have a little bit of experience in sailing but want to get back into it?
I would say come and do, you know, an adult... We run adult sail training courses here, and what we recommend is that you do an adult sail training course, which is 6 weeks. You come down once a week. It's for people getting back into sailing or beginning sailing, and then build on that, and then they get involved in the ladies' sailing. We go out, we have a coach on board all the time on our Tuesdays and Thursday nights when we go out. Okay. So people are being, you know, whatever level you're at, you're learning all the time.
And you will get a slot on the boat as time goes on?
And then you'll get a slot on the boat, exactly. Okay. Exactly. And then you get to the stage that we're going out ourselves and we're totally comfortable with the boat. So the stages to it, but it's a very... it's a very easy and fun thing to do if you start at the beginning and work your way up.
Congratulations on a great event.
Thank you.
And the conditions on the day were pretty challenging.
Well done. I saw this lady here, did I see you come in? You ripped your jib.
They came in, we ripped the jib.
They ripped the jib within the first hour.
Sequence to the first race. Yes.
This lady
gym.
Here.
You had an adventurous day out.
We did, yes. We went out and we have a borrowed boat from the club.
Yeah.
And we went out and ripped the jib on the starting line. So we sailed back in again. And Heather managed to persuade a very nice gentleman up there called Olivier to give us another jib. So we sailed back out again and we got the second race in. So that was great.
So you had a lot of wind today, 25, 30 knots.
Yeah, we were a bit pushed. It's the first time we've raced a J80. Yeah. I don't think there's a single person on the boat that's raced one before. So
how did you find it? They look a bit easier to handle than the 1720.
It was fine. Yeah, it was fine. I didn't mind it at all. It was a bit windy, but they're quite controllable, really. We didn't fly the spinnaker. Well, we did before the start. We were practicing, but our spinnaker halyard went up the mast, so.
Yeah, I think most people decided not to fly the spinnaker.
Yeah, I think they did, yeah. No, it actually worked in our favour, for sure. Not trying to put it up in the race, so.
Could I ask your name?
Jenny. Jenny O'Leary, Hoth Yacht Club.
Thanks, Jenny. Well done. It was pretty impressive to see Jenny come back in. I thought, oh, gosh, they've given up. And I saw them actually changing the sail. It's quite incredible. Well done, team.
My name is Gail McAllister. I work for the Irish Sailing Association as a regional development officer. And this was my baby, I guess, an idea I had last year that I wanted to see more women taking the helm, more women moving towards regional events rather than just sailing out of their own clubs and actually taking on that helm and giving an example to the next generation of teenagers to keep on sailing and to realise their dreams of being part of a team and being leaders of a team.
This event was your brainchild?
Yeah, so this event was my brainchild with inspiration from seeing other events around the world, and I thought it was about time we had one of our own in Ireland. So this is the first all women at the helm national event, and we have sailors from around the country, predominantly from the Dublin area because obviously the regionality of it. And it was fantastic that we got a sponsor on so early on. The sponsor's Pathfinder came on board very early, had no hesitation of grabbing hold of this event and committing to us for 3 years, which is fantastic for a sailing event. So it really does help a lot to have their support.
How many boats did you have today? How many competitors?
Well, we had, I think it was 58 boats today. We're talking between 150 and 200 women and men, because men were allowed to crew. Men were welcome, but not on the helm.
Sure. It's a huge turnout for your first event. You must be delighted.
I'm absolutely delighted because it shows you the example of the enthusiasm of our sailors and the incredible talent of our sailors. Today, the wind was pretty lively, as you've heard from talking to a few of the sailors. And so for some of them, they had never sailed the boats that they were racing today. So that was a real challenge to go out in those gusty conditions. And some of them had never sailed with the crew that they sailed with today. So that's incredible bravery. And last night we watched the film Maiden, that Angela Heath was crew on board Maiden, who was the round-the-world Whitbread boat. It was the very first women helms boat, women's crew on the boat. And we watched the movie last night within the National Yacht Club, and that really did inspire a lot of women to say, yes, I am here for the good reason. I'm going to do this and get out there and compete.
Sailing could be the most egalitarian of sports, but there's multiples of men to every woman sailing.
Absolutely. If we managed to get more women sailing, that would probably increase our numbers of membership and sailors and boat owners around the country by, let's say, 40%, because the majority of the boats are owned by men. So if we can get more women when they get to the middle ages, if more women bought boats instead of dogs when they got to their age, then we'd certainly have an awful lot of women owning boats and a lot more sailing out there, a lot more women taking the helm.
Yeah, and there are paths I've heard now already in the National Yacht Club here. There are paths for women to learn as adults and to get sailing.
Yes, well, Irish Sailing have been encouraging a programme called Women on the Water for a number of years now, and that's encouraging clubs and centres throughout the country to give opportunities for women to, first of all, step on board and then gradually move towards the helm if they haven't sailed before already. So there are a lot of programmes in various clubs throughout the country. In fact, this week and this weekend alone, there's a women's event in Glendore and there's a women's event in Baltimore. So they're happening all the time. Some are tri-sailing events where you can come, literally tip your toe in the water and have a go. And others are more developmental in moving on from tri-sailing onto cruising, onto racing.
Is there opportunities, or if a woman goes and does adult sailing classes, are there opportunities for her then to get on a boat without buying one?
Absolutely. There are cruiser racing most weekends and some evenings in many clubs throughout the country, and they're always looking for crew. So once you've had a few lessons and you are more competent on the boat, then you are a very valuable crew, as was demonstrated by the movie of Maiden last night. So absolutely throughout the country, and the best way to do it would be for someone to get in touch with the local club, explain they'd like to learn to sail, join a program, learn the ropes, and then step on board and join the racing. You don't have to own a boat, and you don't have to have buckets of money either.
And also from my own experience, willingness to turn up in all weathers and every day is more valuable than most experience.
It's like in any position, sailing is about being a team. And when you're a team, you don't want to let that team down. And being a fair weather sailor, then yeah, you're letting the team down. So absolutely, if you can be relied upon and you're that one that'll always be there regardless of the weather, then you're the one that's going to get the call when they need someone, for sure.
From all of that and from women taking the helm here, there's a knock-on effect.
Absolutely. If we can get more women taking the helm on boats and set an example of being leaders of teams, then what we also want to do is see more women taking control within the race officials. So the race officials of this event are women. And then more women joining boards of clubs, boards within Irish Sailing, and boards within classes. So if more and more women can show and set an example again to that next generation to encourage them to see that it is the norm to take the helm.
It's, in a way, it's almost a leadership program.
It is absolutely a leadership program in showing how it can be possible and how you can be part of a very strong team and be a great contributor as well as a leader.
And on that theme, that taking to the water and taking the helm as being part of a life skill leadership program, the event sponsors are Pathfinder, a management consultant agency in Dublin. I spoke to Sarah Davison of Pathfinder. And she's in no doubt that if you're a woman, taking to the water is good for your career prospects.
You sponsored this event. You came on board, we're told, very quickly for 3 years. Tell me about Pathfinder.
So Pathfinder is a management consultant in Dublin and in the UK. And we really believe in doing things differently. So when we had this opportunity to sponsor this event, we were grabbed it by two hands. And Gary O'Sullivan, a partner at Pathfinder, is a member at this club here as well.
How do you mean you like to do things differently?
So we are a consultant, so we go in and solve business problems, but we do things differently due to our diverse thinking. And we saw a lovely parallel between the diverse thinking and team, high-performing teams that we create within our own business as, you know, women at the helm, Pathfinder, supporting and sponsoring diversity and ensuring that there's a unique and diverse balance between of thinking and skills and responsibilities and leadership and being part of a crew. And that's what we enable and foster in our business. And that's what we felt that this event like today offered. And we were fully committed straight away for 3 years. We just knew it was a great chance to sponsor such an event.
Do you think an event like this or activities like this, that is sailing, can lead to a leadership program?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, so we run congruent leadership programs in Pathfinder. And actually some of us, myself included, learnt to sail on a six-week program who had never sailed before. And there were many things we took from the water to work about leadership, what it takes to be part of a team, what it takes to listen, what it takes to lead. And so there were many learnings from both sides, from the water and in work.
The Irish Sailing Foundation is a philanthropic organisation set up to help fund competitive sailing at the top level in Ireland. They aim to supplement government funding through supporters, and already they've built a high-performance centre in Dunleary for Olympic sailors. They were there at Women at the Helm.
My name is Catherine Grace and I head up the Irish Sailing Foundation, and we're the philanthropic arm of Irish Sailing. And our remit is to raise funds for the performance sailing programme in Ireland, supporting the Olympic sailors and athletes from the ages of 12 up to Olympic level. And we're delighted to be here today to support this wonderful Irish sailing initiative, Women at the Helm. I think it's a very important initiative that shows and demonstrates just how important gender neutrality and gender equality is to Irish sailing. One of the most gender neutral sports in the country. Yeah. So for that, we're proud to be associated with it and support it.
Before we get back to that, how did you get on today? You're sailing one of the bigger boats here, maybe 32 feet.
Okay, well, I'm not an experienced sailor by any means. We didn't get on too well. There were winds of 35 to 38 knots.
38
gusts,
knots.
Yeah.
And this then is quite a big boat to handle in heavy winds.
We had an excellent helm. Hilary Fisher is our helm. She works with Irish Sailing and she did a wonderful job. She remained calm and in control in the most hairy of moments. She even coped with my motion sickness as well.
Okay.
So that was great.
Yeah, you had every kind of weather today.
We did indeed, yeah. But it was just part of the fun and part of the experience. And it's great that we're back on shore now and we survived.
You've got tomorrow to come as well?
We do have tomorrow. Tomorrow the weather is supposed to be a little bit rougher, but today was a practice for that, so it's good.
Yeah. How did it go as a women's only event? You were just here on the marina and there's a fantastic atmosphere here.
Well, we actually had two men on our boat. They didn't hinder our progress much, so that was good. But it was nice. It was nice that it was a combined effort. So we felt a women's only boat might just be pushing the point too far. So we were inclusive as opposed to exclusive.
On the Irish Sailing Foundation, you managed to fund the headquarters, sailing headquarters here. What else are you working on?
We're working on supporting the Performance Pathway Programme. And in addition to capital projects like the PHQ, it's really important that Irish Sailing and Performance Sailing receive funding to support the entire programme, so the coaching, the sports science, the nutrition for the athletes. So our work is very important to make sure that our sailing can continue to bring home medals on an international level. We've been doing wonderfully over the past few years with that. So we just want to continue that and, you know, aim for another medal in Tokyo.
Now, as you heard, there was a fantastic atmosphere at the event in the National Yacht Club. There were a couple of mixed crews, but most of those I saw were all women. One of those was an under-25 group from Sligo Yacht Club, and they in fact turned out to be the overall winners of the event. This group of young women had put their boat, a J24, on a trailer in Sligo, drove it across the country, put it back in Dunleary, then went on and competed in very heavy weather. I spoke to them.
My name's Rachel O'Dwyer and I'm from Sligo Yacht Club.
Sligo, you hauled your boat all the way from Sligo right across the country to take part in this event.
We did, yeah. We got someone to tow it for us up here and then put it back in the water with a crane. It's good.
Why did you decide to come?
We just started sailing it. It's the yacht club's boat. And they told us basically we could sail it and take it to events. We got a lot of help from the rest of the club members. And then we saw the event and we thought it would be a really good chance to kind of get started and thought it would be a really good good vibe, I suppose, with all women helms anyway. So
is it an all-women crew?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And how did you get on today? Do you have a mixture of experience or is everybody experienced?
We've been sailing a good few years, but we don't have a huge amount of experience on keelboats, really. So we've all been instructing for a few years as well. So we're just kind of back into sailing and racing at the moment. But we'd be all kind of at a similar level. So it's interesting getting the team dynamic going properly as well.
So your path to this was doing your levels, doing your instructor course, yeah. Instructing. But that would be all in dinghies.
Yeah, we basically sailed dinghies the whole way up. And a few of us have been sailing J24s in the last few seasons as well. We've been crewing, but none of us have helmed before, really.
Is it a big move on to go from dinghies to something like this? It's not the biggest, but the weights, the loads on the ropes are very, very heavy.
Yeah, it's like, I suppose it's okay for us. We've just about been able to, we have the strength to do it on the J24 anyway.
You're all under 25, am I right?
We're all under 25, yeah.
So how did you get on today? You had every kind of weather today.
Yeah, I think we got on pretty well. We're pretty happy with how we did. We have no idea how we placed because it's a handicap, so we don't know, but hopefully we did okay.
What do you think of the event for women, not a women-only event, but a women helm event?
I think it's brilliant, actually. I think like it's really good to break into the sport as a woman, as a helm. It's a good opportunity because we're not as assertive, I think, when it comes to, okay, I'll do that, I'll take over and I know what I'm doing. So it's really good to get the opportunity to learn, and it's been pretty good, like, atmosphere as well at the whole event. I think it's been pretty good.
And you were able to bring the club boat so you don't have to buy a boat to take part.
Yeah, exactly. It's brilliant for under 25s because we're nowhere near getting the money to buy a J, so it's been really, really good to learn to sail in it ourselves. And I think we've really improved even just the last few weeks. Just the fact that we've been doing it ourselves has been so good for us, I think.
How did you find the start today? How many boats on the start?
I don't know how many. There was a good few, but it was actually all right.
Okay,
we were one of the smaller boats on it as well, but we just caught plenty of space. We didn't annoy anybody. Nobody was particularly aggressive today as well, which was good.
And as things turned out, sailing was restricted just to the one day because of bad weather. But congratulations to everybody at the event. And finally tonight, returning to something we've mentioned on the programme a number of times, after many years of campaigning, tuna fishing by anglers has just become legal in Ireland for the first time.
15 charter skippers have been issued with licences to catch, tag and release bluefin tuna around the coast for the next couple of months. The licences run from the middle of this month to the middle of October. And it's taken many years of lobbying to get to this stage. Skippers are hoping it will prove to be a huge tourist attraction for big game anglers. The 15 charter boats involved run from Adrian Malloy in Killybegs in County Donegal down to Sligo, Galway, Clare and Cork as far over as Kinsale. These large tuna have become increasingly plentiful along the coast in recent years as they migrate south from the North Atlantic and anglers have been seeking permission to target them for about a decade. However, there is a hold-up at the EU level because Ireland has no quota for tuna. The skippers involved have had to undergo training and a full list of the boats and contact details are on the Department of Marine website. The best of luck to everybody involved.